Election 2011 coverage on Manx Radio.
And this morning in the studio, a Ramsey candidate, Leonard Singer, who was an MHK until 2003, became an MLC, stood again as an MHK in 2006, but failed to win a seat. He came to the island after serving 13 years on Stockport Metropolitan Council in all sorts of committees. Look at his record. He was here, there and everywhere over there. A pharmacist by trade. He's a Ramsey commissioner. He's 68 years old. Mr. Singer, good morning to you.
Good morning, John.
Thanks for joining us. Why do you think the people of Ramsey said no to your offer to be an MHK 5 years ago?
Well, I think I got a very good result in the fact that I only lost by 2%.
But you lost, that's amazing.
Oh, yes, I agree, I lost by 2%. And if you remember, a lot of it was centred around the taking away the 24-hour service from Ramsey Cottage Hospital. And at the time, Mr. Tier from there and both our present MHKs, Mr. Bell and Mrs. Crane, they said in their electoral, in their election pamphlet, we support the 24-hour service of the hospitals. You're not the only one. But, of course, I lost by 2%.
So you say a parochial issue could lose a person to let the election?
It could well have done that, because after the election, then we heard absolutely nothing from them. That was at a time when we had the money, the government had the money, and we could have retained the 24-hour service, because whilst I heard Mr. Tier the other day saying, oh, well, nobody appears at the hospital after 8 o'clock, we'll shut the hospital. That's because they took the actual service.
So is it still an issue?
Not really, not as much of an issue now. But the fact is they failed to recognise, Mr. Tier rewrote history. The fact is that before they closed the hospital and they had the services there, 12,000 people a year used to attend.
Well, if it's not an issue now, what is the issue? What is the big issue for this election? You said you're after supporting the people of Ramsey.
Absolutely.
Etc. So what is the big issue you think is concerning them? Because you've been electioneering for a long time, I think. You've been out on the streets for a while.
I've been knocking on doors since May, yes. Generally, it's the lack of investment into the town. The town has become very shabby.
Yeah, things are changing, though. We keep being told there's a new hotel. Grand Island's finally been got rid of. This is happening, that's happening, regeneration.
The only business investment...
Bowling alley?
The only business investment into Ramsey at the moment has been the bowling alley. And that's nothing to do with government. That was to do with the support of the commissioners. And, in fact, the planning committee put every obstacle they could against... giving permission for the bowling alley. It was only by stubbornness of the commissioners and arguing that eventually they allowed the bowling alley to go ahead. And because, you know why, John? Because they wanted that, quite clear, they wanted that bowling alley in Douglas.
Well, housing, you have proposed in the past a shared equity scheme. The buyer and the government pay 50%. The government can't afford that, surely.
It could be the government are now giving grants for housing.
But at the moment, with the £75 million going as well, it's the sort of thing it just can't
John,
afford.
That's a totally different subject. We can't discuss that in... it was supposed to have had a good deal. I can't see how losing £200 million is a good deal. So £175 million is a good deal. But there is a problem. It doesn't have to be government. It could be housing associations. It works very well in the UK. And what it means is that people, young people, couples who cannot get on the housing list now, even with the government grant, could well, with a shared equity, get onto the housing list, own half the house, rent half of it possibly, and then when they've got the money, buy the remainder of the house. That gets people onto the housing list. It also then takes people off the local authority housing list and gives other people a chance of getting in those houses.
Well, you say, obviously, you'll be fighting for the people of Ramsey. Would you say no to a government position so you could concentrate on that?
I think what I would have to do would have to be... We're in very difficult times now, and I do have experience.
You've been there before, obviously.
Yes, people are, you know, people, when if they vote for me, they're not voting for somebody coming in new. I've been through it. I was in the Department of Trade and Industry, and I used to travel the world attracting business to come to this island. I don't think I did that successfully. But what I would always say to the people of Ramsey is that whatever I do in government, I will always put them first. That is what's the important thing, because I've built up a trust with them. I want to continue that trust.
Well, let's look at the big picture. As far as the problems, the economic problems the island faces, are you the man for the job?
I think I've got the experience, and I think I can work with other people. I think I've got the intelligence to do that.
So would it be cuts everywhere? Austerity government the next 5 years, try and get on top of this?
There's going to have to be reductions. This government here has wasted an awful lot of money, and they've seen the warnings, and they've done nothing about it. We talk just about the pensions scheme. They were told in 2006 that they couldn't continue with the present public sector pension scheme, but they've done nothing, and they've been like a beached whale, this government.
So one last question. Everyone happy with the buses up there?
John, I understand for the north
You've
of the...
You've got 5 seconds.
For the north of the island, they're going to cut the buses again in the winter. No, we're not
So
happy.
There's still going to be an issue?
Absolutely, because they're going to cut the bus services and they've still not done anything with the number three, bringing people into Douglas.
Mr. Singer, thank you very much for joining us this morning. You're listening to Mandate. It's 8 o'clock.